Well, welcome to the Thursday, April 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just about an hour ago, actually, we did detect one of the certificate revocation lists literally exploding in size. This one is operated by Global Sign, and it's the only certificate revocation list that we have seen so far increase by such an amount. It's actually drowning out all of our other data. This particular list has about 60,000 certificate serial numbers revoked just today. Compare that to about 2,000-3,000 for all the other certification revocation lists together. Now, the other lists haven't just yet updated, so we have to wait for their next update. With each certificate revocation list, there is a time and a date for the next expected update, and we only scan and we only retrieve them whenever that date is reached. I just did start a scan for all lists regardless of the last update date to see if there were any intermediate updates pushed ahead of the scheduled update. I did a briefly online chat with Global Sign tech support, and they confirmed that these revocations are real and that they are related to Heartbleed. So we'll see what happens going forward, and there is one other interesting item regarding Heartbleed, and that's an exploit for OpenVPN. OpenVPN, of course, uses OpenSSL, and on Ubuntu 12.04, the LTS version, of course, it does use the vulnerable version of OpenSSL. What's different with OpenVPN is that it uses UDP, not TCP, so the exploit is a little bit different, but there is an exploit available now that will run against OpenVPN. Now, for OpenVPN, there's actually one workaround that does work to prevent the attack, and that's the TLS auth option. TLS auth will encrypt each packet separately with a simple static key. That's a shared secret that you would set up with your OpenVPN server, and if you have that in place, then the attack will not work. This is a security mechanism that's in particular put in place because OpenVPN does use UDP in order to prevent just blind spoofed traffic from, at the very least, causing an error in the connection. And for the remaining Windows XP and Windows Server 2003 users, yet another reason to upgrade. If you ran SC Forefront Endpoint Protection, your system may have crashed earlier because of a signature update. Turns out that if you turn off the Enable Behavior Monitoring feature in SC Forefront Endpoint Protection, then you should be ready to go. But the fundamental problem here apparently is that the latest update of this product is not compatible with Windows XP and or Windows Server 2003. And I got one more little Heartbleed item here, and that's a follow-up to the Canadian Revenue Agency having to shut down its website and losing some data as a result of a Heartbleed attack. Turns out that they now arrested the individual who was behind this particular attack. Turns out to be a 19-year-old Canadian who did use Heartbleed to attack the site. I guess yet another sign that the Canadian Revenue Agency has some pretty decent perimeter protection here to detect and identify attackers. On the other side of the situational awareness spectrum, we do have French hard disk maker Lassie, who just found out from the FBI that they were leaking credit card data since March last year. So for about a year, credit cards were leaked from their online payment system, but they didn't detect it, and it took an outside alert to notify them. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.